This is VOA News. We have a report by Marissa Melton. The French news agency is reporting that dozens of Taliban fighters were killed in fierce overnight fighting between Afghan forces and militants who attacked multiple checkpoints in the insurgent bastion of Kandahar. Afghanistan's Ministry of Defense said in a statement that Taliban militants attacked checkpoints in five districts surrounding the city of Kandahar. It said Afghan forces countered with heavy air and ground assaults, killing 51 militants and wounding nine. The ministry did not offer any information about casualties among government forces. A local official told AFP on condition of anonymity that seven members of a family were also killed in an Afghan airstrike in one of the districts. The Ministry of Defense said it was investigating the incident. AFP reported that the fighting lasted for several hours through the night, marked with continuous gun battles and heavy bombardments. The Taliban has not commented. The southern province of Kandahar is the birthplace of the hardline Islamist movement. And over the past few weeks, militants have launched attacks in districts on the outskirts of the city of Kandahar, which is the provincial capital. German Chancellor Angela Merkel will hold crisis talks Sunday with regional leaders of Germany's 16 states to agree to tougher curbs, including the closure of shops ahead of Christmas as coronavirus infections surge unabated. The drastic measures hitting shops other than those selling essential goods would be imposed from Wednesday until at least January 10th. That's according to a draft by Merkel's office, which was reported on by the French news agency. Schools could also be shuttered, sending pupils into homeschooling, while companies are requesting to allow employees to work from home during the period. This is VOA News.